when you're told that you're about to grow at least 500 new jobs, and that Cook is promising, and of course they always under promise and over deliver. You know, it's always a joy to look at what they are presenting to us, because they always do better than what they had had said for sure they would do. So, and welcoming a brand new employer to the county, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but Catalent, who will be purchasing Cook Pharmica. They have been involved, and to just show you how involved they are, they have been involved in nearly 50% of the new drug products that's been approved by FDA in the last decade. So they're truly a major player in this. So it just expands our opportunities here. And so I welcome them as a new employer and diversity here, so that you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. And Cooks are making it clear they're not making plans to sell any other Cook company. So time for everybody to take a deep breath, because when you see that, I understand that there were and perhaps are some folks who are a bit uneasy. But to me, this seems like when Cook's making such a major investment here in that GE area, then and rehabbing that facility.
Isn't that so exciting, Marty? It is just going to be so cool to see that building redone, and they're talking about landscaping it, and Cook always does such a gorgeous job. I'm so excited to see that whole area improve.
Right, and of course, I drive by that vacant building a lot, and we know that Cook, that's what they excel in. They look at something that no one else will tackle, that you just simply cannot get anyone else to move forward with it, just like they did with the RCA property and made that beautiful Cook Pharmica building. And now they're going to move forward and help us with this community with another aging building that's just sitting there and just really not, it's an eyesore. And they will make that beautiful. How that does that affect county government? Well, that first of all, we will be having. Remember, they said this is contingent upon getting several different approvals and incentives, and one of the incentives that county government will be considering is whether or not to move forward with the tax abatement, and the first reading of that will be. It will be on the 26th. It's our work session. And then the second reading will be the first regular meeting in October. So this is really coming at us fast and furious, and we want to make sure that county government can show that we can move forward without dragging our feet to support local job growth. Of course, we have to wait for all the presentations and do not know what a final vote would be, but this is at least this is when we will be hearing the presentation of that tax abatement. Now, what they have said is they're going to put it in three different increments, they're going to grow in three different stages. So they'll ask for each tax abatement according to what stage they're going to be in. And they're leaving the base there. They would not have to leave that assessed value base. Because of the type of the older building it is, but they have made a commitment. They know that our school and other taxpayers were counting on that base to help support our schools, and so they're not going to take that base. And I say kudos to them. You know, many years ago, Steve Ferguson said that he really believed that the success Ellsville had was because we had our separate school system, and he still believes in that. So I'm glad that he's also wanting to look out for our school system, because that the GE plant is within that Richland B. Boston school system. So anyway, it's an exciting time for all of that, and also the tax increment finance, that commission will be looking at some of the requests that's being asked of them, too, to help pay for the landscaping.
The Redevelopment Commission.
Right. And sometimes when you say White Commission, people say, okay, forget it. I don't know which group you're talking about. So at any rate, that would be, they're asking for a certain dollar amount out of there to help pay for that as part of the incentive. So we'll see how all of that works out. In the meantime, of course, they're still working on trying to figure out how they're going to do the water processing facility for the group that wants to come in with the cardboard recycling to see how much that's going to cost.
Where does that stand currently? We saw that in the paper a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of a we'll get back to you kind of deal on that. What is the
right.
latest update on that?
They're meeting on that tonight to get more information, decide how to move forward. And then we have the new company that's moving into sort of a changeover of people who are at Otis. I still call it Otis because that's people recognize where that building is. So there's a lot of job opportunities just all of a sudden coming together at one time, and it's such an exciting time for the people here in Monroe County. One of the great things about the Cook plant, one of the things we learned the other day, 80% of their workforce is women in the workforce. I mean, I'm just saying, okay. I mean, and what they plan to do is if they have people in the entire region that want to come here to work here and want to start out this part-time and go to school, if they don't have their high school education, you have to have high school education, so I understand it, to get a job at Cook's. But they will let you start out part-time and pay for you to get your education. And if you work out with your part-time and you get your education, then you can start in at full-time. Boy, I'm telling you what, that's a win-win for just a whole lot of people. But the other thing that we have a lot of things on our plate going on, so I apologize for talking too fast, but we just received, switching hats here, talking about our county budget, we just received a draft of the how this income tax is supposed to be split up, and the city is saying that they want to move forward with what it looks like 36.6% of that public safety tax to pull it out for PSAP. That means a lot less money for Monroe County.
Where do they get that number from? Where does that number come from, and why is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, they just said this is what they want to operate PSAP, and here's how much we want. And they are in control of this as far as how much of it is going to be that they want, and so they're proposing this. Now, it's just a draft right now. It hasn't been voted on by the city, but I doubt very much if that's going to be changed once it's being sent out. Now, remember, this is the city had agreed not to change anything after July 1. And I do believe we're seeing the here at September 20th. This is after July 1. But they're saying, never mind that agreement. Something else changed at the state. And so we're going to do that. We're not going to do with what we already agreed to.
What? What are your lawyers at the county level saying about this?
Well, I guess you almost have to ask them. I mean, I keep waiting for someone to stand up and say, stop this. I do think our county council attorney disagrees with what they're doing, that they had made a commitment to work with the county and the changes on this distribution would have to be made before July 1. Now, they're going to just completely redo the whole thing and say, no, we're going to do it now.
Marty,
and we're going to change it.
Do the commissioners, are they just, what is going on over there? I mean, do the commissioners, do your lawyers, is everybody just like, oh, that's okay, they can have that extra money and it doesn't matter to the county? I mean, you guys are rolling in it so much.
Well, I'm just saying I am disappointed but not surprised that this is being presented as this. So how much will we have to change our budget? Now, remember, we're getting this. We're not even through with budget presentations. We're still working on the budgets and our final meeting. And this is really just like a budget work session. So we're not actually adopting this budget right now. We're putting all the numbers together. But that's when you do all the homework on it. And that meeting then is on Thursday, and then we're done with that until we.
So how different is the money depending on which percentage the city takes?
Right. Oh, and I don't have those numbers exactly what the difference would be. But it is. It's enough for us to stop and say, do we need to take another look? Now, does it mean there's not money there in the food and beverage tax? Pardon me, wrong tax.
Food and beverage tax? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
she's got the convention center on her mind. So
let's do one thing. Can we do? Stop. Slow down. Do one thing at a time. That's why people get confused with all this and lose interest. If we're throwing all this stuff around for crying out loud.
I am sorry.
Okay, so the percentages.
Got this on our list.
The city said after July 1st that they have to go. They're not going to use that agreement. Okay. Is there a big difference in percentage? Do you have this? You're in the middle of your budgets. Do you have to change your budgets? What is going to be the end game from this?
Yes. We had counted on it being 29%. They changed it to 36.6%. I don't have the dollar amount in front of me. I just got that information actually first thing this morning in a text information. I don't have the dollar amount. Once again, to be clear, it does not mean there wouldn't be a cash balance left over sitting there that we could cover a budget until the money is all gone, but that it's very foolhardy to spend more than the dollars coming in, especially when we had been advised by the courts and others that they wanted to put money back for some kind of assistance to help with jail overcrowding, whether that be a work release or a treatment or whatever it is they plan. So it looks like we might have to take another look at our whole budgeting process. In addition to which, are they only going to be changing that percent that they're holding for PSAP, or are they also going to be changing the amount of the way the rest of it is distributed? Because the way it should be set up is that the county will get credit for our old welfare budget, which would then bring us in more of the difference that's left over after we have covered.
When are they going to let you know all this?
Well,
what difference does it make?
Well, we have. Here's what I saw when I saw that. I didn't see that they had added anything in for economic development, which I thought maybe the city would say, we really want that convention center so much, we're going to just tack on some additional income tax and call it economic development, which by law they could do, and use that to pay for that convention center. So that is why I was sort of mixing those two together. Okay. So now I didn't see that they did that. That would mean everybody throughout the county would have to pay more income tax and for the convention center. That didn't happen, or at least in this draft, it doesn't show that it happened. However, this afternoon, when the county commissioners meet, they're going to have a presentation, a resolution authorizing the commission that's working on this convention center to proceed working on it and for them to make the proposal to the county council. Still doesn't say anything about a food and beverage tax. However, I did talk with Eric Seymour, who was at the meeting, which was not televised. I tried to watch it. It wasn't at the time. But he said no mention was made of how this was to be paid for.
No, there was no mention in the paper. There was no mention anywhere about how it's going to be paid for. So that's what that's the big question of people saying, well, it's great that the hotel's going to take half of the pay for their stuff, but you still have $36, $37, $35 million lying around, and there was no inkling of how or where that was going to get taken. How do these things get paid for?
Pretty neat. The county commissioners are really good. Taking a step back and saying, here, I'm going to appoint this commission to put these things together. Now I'm going to appoint that commission to go make the presentation to the county council. And they're just like, staying out of it. What? No. Step up to the plate. Say what it is you want. And let the county council say we either support it or we don't.
Who is going to determine how this gets paid for? Where does that fall?
Well, the big county council, the legislation for the food and beverage tax says that it will be the Monroe County Council, the fiscal body of the county, would be voting on this food and beverage tax.
So the food and beverage tax that doesn't exist is going to pay for this project that's is going to be moving down the line.
To be very clear, I've not said that's going to happen, but if they ask for food and beverage tax, then it would be the county council who would be making the decision according to the legislation.
If it's not a food and beverage tax, Marty, what other ways can it be paid for? I'm just trying to give the listener a scope of other ideas.
It's going to drop out of the sky.
Okay. So those are our two options. So you're not, I understand you're not saying one or the other, but our two options are adding a brand new tax or dropping out of the sky.
Well, I really would like to see them keep their growth to the amount that they can increase that innkeeper's tax, because that is a tax on the visitors. And I, when we first put this together to have a convention center, many of us made a commitment to the public. This is not local taxes. It's going to be put on the visitors to grow the tourism. And I've been pretty clear. That was my commitment then, and I see nothing to make me change that commitment. And that's
I don't think that's a wrong, but I don't think there's enough money that comes in through that that will even be close to supporting dollars of that level.
Right, and that's why I'm saying out of the sky. Or if the city really wanted to do this, could they not use that tax increment finance dollars that they have for downtown Bloomington that could go to this, and so that some of those are just those choices.
But okay.
The other thing that the county commissioners will be looking at today in the work session is a resolution having to do with buying that red lot parking lot there next to the showers building. Remember when I said, I think last time we spoke, that they want money for a bond to buy ground, but oh no, it's kind of not out there in the open for us to know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a parking lot on the north side of the building, correct?
Right. Now it looks like, okay, that's what for certain they're talking about, and they're moving. At least it's going to be discussed and at their work session today. So
for people also paying attention to this, the county commissioners are having this work session today, and they're going to be presented with this proposal for the downtown stuff. What comes out of this? Do they say rubber, they just hit the gavel and say, yeah, keep going with where you're going? Or what do we expect to hear?
Well, I'm just glad that it's televised so we can see what we're going to hear. You know, what kind of agreements are being made? If you do this, I'll do that kind of thing. I mean, we know to begin with, years ago when we agreed to buy that portion of the showers building, many of us remember that that parking lot was included in that agreement. And then by the time we got to the end of it, the parking lot was no longer included. And maybe that was just what we... too many assumptions were made. But now we have to have that parking lot. What are we going to do with our, you know, county operations in that charge building without a parking lot? And if the city's going to put it up for sale, we're going to have to buy it. I don't see any other way around it.
Interesting. So it says here in the paper, the Herald Times, the proposal the advisory commission supported, which will be reviewed Wednesday by the Monroe County Commissioners. That review process just says, yeah, continue going down this road. That's what we're going to hear. That's all that's...
Well, it also says that they want them to present it to the county council, and I am told it's going to be presented to the county council at our October meeting.
Okay.
So don't you think they're going to have to put some kind of... They cannot continue to say we want to build this and not at some point in time spit it out there. How do you want to pay for it?
Exactly.
And if you're bringing it to the fiscal body, they surely are going to have to make a presentation having to do with that.
Okay. Well, just to let everyone know, if you are interested in the convention center expansion and this presentation, it is taking place this morning at 10 o'clock in the Nat U Hill meeting room, and it is open to the public.
At the courthouse. Or at the,
At the courthouse.
At the courthouse, that's right.
Right. And that is a resolution to authorize this commission to continue working with this group and to make the presentation to the county council.
We'll talk to Mick Renheisen tomorrow morning as well, just after 8:30, so we'll get his thoughts from the city's angle on all this.
In the meantime, I'm just saying, shame on city administration for not stepping in there and helping out with the volunteer and medicine. That is terrible. They only gave them $25,000, and yet the volunteers and medicine came to the county and asked for $240,000, and oh, yes, they're going to get it. Now, why wouldn't the city feel as much obligation to help that health clinic, which is not a county-ran health clinic?
Who runs it?
Why?
Just volunteers?
It's volunteers in medicine, and evidently they're expanding their services, and the hospital has just drawn some of the support, and they just keep asking the county for more, and that it's just part of our grant dollars to help different agencies to operate, but it is not a county government-ran facility, and the city needs to get on board.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to argue with any of that. Marty, you better save something for next Wednesday. We just won't have anything to talk about.
There's always something.
I think we'll find a couple of things. So the meeting, as Margaret mentioned, the commissioners, 10 o'clock this morning. When is your next council meeting?
Oh, Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Tomorrow night.
Budgets and more budgets.
And budget. is this money for volunteers in medicine going to be up for vote then? Or did that happen somewhere else?
Oh, no, it happened. It's inside the commissioner's budget. And I was the only one that said voted against it. And I understand. I'm a big supporter of volunteers in medicine. But I think the city has as much responsibility as the
county. If not more. This is insane. I don't know what is going on with the county and the people who we've elected in office there. But as far as I can tell, the majority of them just need to be voted out of office.
Marty, we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday morning.
Thank you.